At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There's a hole in the world where the light won't go, where the air is thick and the shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. And it leaves you dry.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last time we left off with Warden and Khazad going through these kind of memories or seeing things. Khazad getting pulled into a book to where he sees this large arcane machine with a familiar face sitting in the middle of it. Whereas Warden went to basically her internal engine and saw something that kind of shorted her for a second. When we will pick back up is the two of them kind of coming back to this realization of, oh, what just happened? So, Myth, Matt, take it away.
Khazad?
After he kind of looked and waved, the individual in the middle, he was sucked back out of the book.
Khazad is gonna blink and look at the book and very slowly and carefully close it and put it back in his pack. And he's gonna turn around and look at Warden to see what their reaction to all of this is, what's going on.
Yeah, Warden, after you kind of glitch, which color do you come back as, actually? Because remember, you turned green and kind of glitched, so would it be purple, blue, or red?
She's purple right now.
Okay.
What? You're sparkly now.
Yeah. Not entirely sure what to make of that. That was strange. And he just kind of clears his throat, like not entirely sure what to say or do about this. Yeah. What were we talking about?
Well, you and Warden were talking about feelings.
He's gonna blink and realize that he's not talking to Warden anymore. Oh. Hi. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's still here. Yeah. She's still listening. I don't know. That was weird. Did we change color?
I think so. Although, to be fair, I just got sucked into a book, so I'm not sure about a lot of stuff right now, honestly. I need to sit down. And he's just going to, like, lean against the cave wall right there at the door and slide down to the ground.
Cianadel will do the same thing, and it's just kind of the screech of metal against stone.
Right.
I think there might be another warden out there. I'm very confused what I saw.
If it makes you feel any better, I feel like the shopkeeper that we encountered was a god.
I mean, that makes a little bit of sense, considering Warden says the Raven Queen says he's a friend. So, there's that.
Zod's gonna kind of pause for a second at the mention of the Raven Queen, and he's gonna go, can you sense the presence of others that follow the Raven Queen?
Hulk?
You can certainly try. Explain how you would do that.
I think it would be like a mix of my divine sense and arcana manipulated so it detects that instead of celestial fiend or undead. I can try.
Okay. I'll tell you what, if you want to use your divine sense and a charge of that and give me an arcana roll, we'll see what you get.
That is a natural 20.
No fucking shot.
Oh, shit.
Okay. As a matter of fact, yes, you can. And with a natural 20, I would say you would be able to arcanely kind of lock that ability in. Yeah, with a natural 20, I'd say you can now add along those list of things you can sense, you now sense followers of the Raven Queen.
Fuck yeah. Nice.
Let's fucking go.
So she'll reach up, she touches her chest where the Raven Queen symbol is engraved into the armor, which would be kind of just above where that stone was bedded.
Right.
And yeah, does her whole divine sense thing. And
okay, what is the range on this?
Divine sense, 60 feet.
Okay.
As long as it's not behind total cover.
Okay. So you sense a very strong fiend presence coming from the way that you just ran, which you would assume is, you know, the outskirts of that energy that was put off by that creature.
Okay.
However, you sense a shard, just a sliver of a follower of the Raven Queen on Matt. Or on Khazad, I apologize.
I'm sorry. My brain is rebooting. What? she'll lift her head. I'm getting really good at describing fucking robotic facial expressions.
To be fair, you are playing a sentient suit of armor, basically.
Yeah. She'll lift her head, and she kind of tilts it at Khazad. Khazad, you get the sense that if she had eyebrows, they would be furrowed. As she stares at you.
Is that a no?
No, I can. What relationship do you have?
Me, not so much, but my, I guess technically you'd call her my wife, is a follower, and she's here somewhere in the Underdark. The entire reason I left Menzober Anthem was to get away from an arranged marriage to House Bane Ray and be with her. But I got caught. She told me that we would meet at a place called the Labyrinth because she had something to accomplish there, and then the plan was for us to leave after that.
The Hulk, this Labyrinth, can I make a history check on it?
Yeah, absolutely. You do, in fact, know of the Labyrinth. It was only known as the Minotaur's Labyrinth whenever you knew of it. But you do know that it does house some very powerful and very terrifying monsters and creatures in there. It is located in the... Oh, goodness, what is it? There's three different kinds of... Okay, it's the Lower Dark. Is where the main entrance is that you know of. But this labyrinth spans across all sections of the Underdark. But is mostly, the entrance that you know of, to clarify, is Lower Dark. But you were warned very much not to go there.
Could, this might be a little weird, could I make some kind of insight check to see if I could infer what any kind of worshiper of the Raven would want down there?
Yeah, you can certainly try.
15.
I would say with, as far as the Raven Queen aspect, no. You wouldn't have any idea why. And in fact, you wouldn't even know of anybody that worships the Raven Queen that would even know of the Labyrinth. It is a very... There's Underdark lore, and then there's quote-unquote the Dream World, which is just the above world lore. The Labyrinth is something that is only known in the Underdark lore, for the most part. So no, you'd have no idea why somebody would be there.
Why would your prospective wife have anything to do with that? It's not a good place.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Hulk 16 on history to see if I remember Théoden saying anything about why she needed to go there.
She did tell you in the year or so that you guys were together. She was tasked with finding anything to do with a very powerful artifact on top of getting to someone with a note, and that person being a gnoll named Gash.
Alright. He's gonna relay what he remembers. She was supposed to deliver a message to someone named Gash who lives in the area, and she was looking for information on some kind of artifact that's supposedly there.
Can I make a history check on either of those things?
Sure, if you like.
18.
Okay. The only artifact that you would be aware of is something called the Maze Engine. But it is only a rumor. There have been no confirmed sightings as of your, like, sentience and awareness in Minzo Branson. Well, nobody ever found one.
Years ago, so.
No one ever found one. That is how hard and, like, how well it was hidden, basically. As far as... No, you wouldn't know anything about an individual named Gash, a gnoll. You would know, I would say, that gnolls do frequent that area, but they are mostly ran off by the minotaurs and, with an 18, Garistros that you know live down there.
Garistros are a type of fiend.
They are, yes.
The only artifact I know of hidden within the maze is called a Maze Engine. But there's never been a confirmed sighting of it. And I'm 600-ish years old. So.
Yeah. Because Odd just kind of shrugs and he's like, all I know is that's where we were supposed to meet. So that is hopefully where we will be headed at some point.
Hulk, Warden and Cyanadel have been, not necessarily alive, but sentient for quite some time.
Sure.
What part of the Underdark are we in? In the upper dark?
Ooh,
fair to middling?
You guys would be... Let's see. You are in the middle dark.
Okay.
That is where most of the cities that you know of as Mantle Dareth, Neverlight Grove, Gracklestug, Sloobadoop, Velkenvelve, all of those are in the middle dark.
Okay. Do any of those places have an entrance to the lower dark? Or
yes,
are
there
near to the lower dark?
Yes. The place you just left.
We're not going back there.
No. And other than finding a random hole that may have been dug in the past 600 years, it goes down there. Blendenstone is going to be your best bet.
And where is that? That's where we're heading, right?
Correct. Yeah, that is where Flafel has been trying to get y'all to go. Because he knows people there.
Well, if you want to get closer to finding partner, blending stone into the lower dark body. It's a lot more dangerous down the net. It's fucking saying something.
Because that's just going to kind of nod, and he's going to be like, yeah, I figured that was probably the case. He's going to lean his head against the cave wall. He's going to close his eyes. He's just going to sigh. He's going to look over at Warden and Cianadel, and he's going to go, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you first heard my family name, you tried very hard to get your hands on me. I'm just curious, what is it that my family did to you?
Have you ever heard the name Devere?
That is a... let's see. That is an 18 for history.
18 with history. Yes, you have heard of House Devere. It was the fourth house and planned to target the third house for destruction. Your House Warden took advantage of them in their vulnerable state after trying to do this and destroyed them.
It's like the Scott Pilgrim No Clue Gets It moment.
Yeah.
And he just kind of sits there and blinks. He goes, oh, shit. Oh. Right.
I lost my life live in
you're cutting out, Myth.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is Myth cutting out for anybody else, or is it just me?
Am I still cutting out?
That's
no, you're good now.
Okay. I lost my life in that massacre. Which really sucked, because I was trying to change things. I realized that the way Drow do things is wrong. It's honestly really fucked up.
Great. Lets out a dry laugh and nods in understanding.
I just wish it hadn't been me as long. Because a number of Drow lost their lives to my sword. Including my own brother.
Well, for what it's worth, when I left Menzo Baranzen, I am fairly certain I almost killed, if not actually did kill, a matriarch from House Banray. The chances that House Doerden still exists in any capacity are very, very slim. I know it's probably not much of a comfort, but my family probably ended up getting what they deserved.
The problem is there are good drought in our society. few Varvin. But they didn't deserve to die.
You're cutting out real bad again, Miss.
Where did I start cutting it?
There are a few good drow in our society, and then it was kind of choppy.
They didn't deserve to die. Sorry, the dogs.
Because I was just gonna kind of sigh and nod, and he's like, yeah. For what it's worth, I'm sorry for what happened to you.
It happened a number of centuries ago, so it's not anything I should really feel all that upset about. I have other things I need. Maybe one day I'll actually get out of this suit of armor. Or at least be able to take it off. Sorry, Warden. You're kind of awesome, but sucks being stuck in your chest. The Warden side is just silent.
His office kind of gives like a knowing nod.
Can I get a perception check from the both of you?
Perception. That is a 26.
Jesus. Okay. With a 26, you swear you catch just a hint of red, like, when she says that about Warden, sorry, you're kind of awesome, but it sucks to be stuck inside of you. You see this flash of red kind of go through the armor, not in like a combative way, but it has this warm glow to it, almost comforting. And the reason that was so hard to see is because Warden didn't do that.
Interesting.
Something you couldn't see or can't even fathom where it would have came from. But something else created that.
I do, let's see. Can I pop a divine sense to see if I can? Oh wait, no, I don't have divine sense anymore because I'm not a fucking paladin anymore.
You're not a paladin anymore.
Fuck. Okay. In that case, since I am a wizard, can I do an arcana to see if I understand where that came from?
Yeah, you can certainly try.
All right. 14?
With a 14, I would say you wouldn't have any idea. It seems what you'll get from that, it does not seem to be arcane in nature.
Hmm.
That was definitely more of the divine.
All right, then.
Is Kazad just, like, staring at Warden? Or Cyanodale?
It happened in, like, a couple seconds, but yeah, he would be looking at you.
What? Is there something on me?
your armor just did this weird kind of red flashy thing. It was, I'm not entirely sure what to make of it, but yeah, anyway.
At this point, can I pop a divine sense?
Sure, if you want to.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I don't know what it's gonna tell me.
So, what you see, other than previously, it's Fae, Fiend, Celestial, Undead, correct?
Celestial, Fiend, and Undead.
Celestial, Fiend, and Undead, okay. With the Divine Sense, you sense not an individual, but a presence of a Celestial.
Okay. Is it a familiar presence?
It is.
Okay. Is it familiar enough that I can tell who or what it is?
Absolutely.
Okay. The Raven Queen?
There was like, with him bringing this to your knowledge, or like to the forefront, there was a second, and I mean a split second, to the point where you didn't even realize it was happening, of just pure calm and happiness, and then reverted back to just normal. Almost as if one of the bindings was removed.
Hey, I think I can wiggle around in here now. Probably shouldn't do that
too much. Okay. With a 26 as well, Matt, I would say that your watch does go by uneventful.
Nice.
I'd say that as you guys are kind of having this conversation, you're also keeping an eye on the entrance to the cave, and you guys don't see anything whatsoever. It's weird, considering what you just left.
Yeah, but it's also kind of a relief.
Yeah.
Right.
And that concludes your watch. Is there anything else you'd like to say, do before switching out to Sugar Shack and Lairs?
No, because Odd's gonna kind of let the conversation come to an end. He's got a lot on his mind, and he's just gonna go ahead and get the opportunity to rest.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Warden and Cyanadel will step out. That way she can get a decent awareness of stuff going on outside the cave as we switch off for watch, but she does remain aware of what's going on as she shuts.
Okay. Very well.
Then I'll be right back.
Fair. So with them switching, Sugar Shack and Lairs, you two kind of wake up for watch, and how is Sugar Shack feeling after everything?
He is very shooketh. He's very paranoid, and he feels guilty. So in Sugar Shack's mind, essentially what happened to shit. Like in the town, essentially, he blames himself because all the time he spent like scouting people out, doing recon, you know, making all these plans, and now it just feels like he wasted his time. Like he should have caught on to the fact that he was in an illusion, and all he can do is sit there and question how long was it just an illusion? Was it an illusion when he first walked into the city? Were the three homeless people that helped him survive in the streets, like, were they fake too? So, honestly, I don't think he was resting at all. Like, that entire time he was up. He was up just searching through the notebook that had, like, little snippets of the plans that he had, trying to figure out at what point was everything, all those years that he lived, a lie? And why was Lairs the only real thing to leave that city with him?
Okay. Lairs, as you kind of rustle to get up for watch, you kind of look over at Shookashack. His face is crammed into his notes, just long, sorrowful face. What do you do?
Yeah. Being that Lairs kind of saw the minor illusions of the devils, he kind of wakes from a restless sleep, kind of dabbing his forehead of sweat. Seeing that, he's gonna kind of assess the situation, what Shookashack's doing, and kind of maybe he hasn't seen him like this in a while, and slowly approach and just go,
hey boss, you all right?
To be honest with you, nephew, I don't know. What? How long were we in there? How do we know? How do you know that everything wasn't a lie?
Well, you're gonna have to be a little bit more specific because I was raised on lies. So, what's really eating with you?
I didn't see it. I didn't see when they put us in that illusion. And I'm supposed to be the smart one. But they bested me.
Tell me this. How much pressure are you putting on yourself? Because it sounds like the entire weight of the Underdark is riding on your shoulders, and that's too much for anybody to take.
Who else will carry the weight?
Well, I don't know. I know you. I don't know all of these people, but they seem all right. I'm a little weird, but I can't say I'm the best example of ordinary, but I was kind of hoping we would do something about it. But Shookashack, together, not by ourselves. I know you're putting a lot of weight and blame on yourself. But we really only have today, boss. Failure's gonna come. And if this, how it's been, is a constant theme, I think a lot of failure's gonna come. But that's all I've ever experienced down here. And it wasn't until I met you that I actually felt like I was succeeding at something. So, just as a reminder, it does get better. just have to learn how to adapt and overcome when new problems arise. Is there anything I can help debrief with? Or, I don't know. You have more insight than I do, but you know I'm always here for you. You found me almost at my end, and I'll forever be grateful for that.
It's what Poke would have wanted. Thank you, nephew. I need more time. I have to sort this out.
Take all the time you need. I know we don't have forever, but you need to get some rest. I can take the watch by myself. It's not like I haven't done it before, but if you don't rest, man, you're gonna lose it down here.
I'll go on.
Thank you, nephew. And, he's gonna close his notebook and he's gonna hand it to you.
He accepts it.
And he's also gonna pass you a lantern.
Yeah, he kind of, he stows away the notebook, handling it with great care, and grabs the lantern from you.
So, this lantern special, as long as, and he looks over to, Ivan, as long as he's around, it'll always shine bright. And it's a lantern of tracking, specifically towards Celestials.
Oh. Whoa. Okay.
That lantern would have glowed whenever Warden had that energy.
So I'm going to unequip it, and it is now yours.
Wait, you're giving this to me?
Yes. This night you were... Excuse me. Hold on. He's Southern. I don't know where this pish-posh talk is coming from. Hold on. Tonight, you were the star that lit up my sky. Oh my god. Ew.
Whoa.
Hold on.
You're doing all right.
I'm so used to articulating with other characters. And now that I play the bumpkin, it's kind of hard. You lit the path before me once too, nephew. I myself was lost when Poke, Tippy, and Eyes, I think that was his name.
Yeah.
It's been so long. But when I lost them, I had no one else. And then I saw you there. Digging through the trash like I used to. Still do. It's fun sometimes. You never know what you're going to find.
There are some... People throw away some real good stuff.
Oh, you think I found this robe?
Well, it's a nice robe.
But hopefully... this light will shed some... brightness down your path to...
That means the world. I mean, as me and you both know, not a lot of things are given to us. And a lot of things that were given to me in my past, I've either thrown away or quite literally cut them off. But I accept your gift. And it means... a lot, because, I don't know, something about it being, maybe not powered, but alerted by Celestials, it gives me a type of hope that I haven't had in a while. I'm used to being surrounded by demons and devils, or just no one. The idea that something out there that maybe even has a shred of positivity to it, I can visibly see it. This is good. This helps me, so thank you, Sugar Shack.
Anything for family, nephew. And he's gonna pull the cloak over him some more and close his eyes.
Okay.
Lair's kind of takes his shield off his back and sets it over Sugar Shack as like a real hard blanket. It is a big shield though, so it does provide something.
It's like an anxiety blanket.
Exactly. It's a thunder jacket. Lair's kind of make sure Sugar Shack is sleeping, or at least trying to sleep, and then kind of begins his rounds, kind of circling the cave, making sure everyone is sound asleep, and just keeping his feelers out for any not cave sounds or dangers. He does kind of stop to him and says to himself,
Hogarth, if you can hear me, I am somewhere in the Underdark, and I have no idea if you can still hear my thoughts. It's been so long. But brother, I miss you, and we could really use your help if you can't hear this. I don't know why I keep trying that. Okay, watch duty. I can do this.
And he starts his watch.
Okay. Give me a perception check. Amazing.
Nice.
You start making your rounds. You do see that Flaffle has kind of passed out in his notes, trying to work on something. Sugar Shack does eventually fall asleep, although he does kind of toss and turn. Ivan is out, just cold. Him and Stool are kind of curled up together, just recovering. Kazad is asleep, but there's like an air of calm to him. And you do see Warden on the outside kind of shut down, but also stationary. As far as...
Her lights are dim. They're not off.
Perfect. But as far as seeing anything crazy at this current moment, no, nothing.
Yeah, in that case, Lair's kind of finds a good vantage point to just kind of scan, or at least see the entrance. He kind of takes his lance out and leans on it and stretches his back. He stops and he kind of zones out and looks at the ground and one more time out loud, and he says,
I have to remember. God, I don't want to remember.
It's at that point. Down the tunnel in the opposite, like the way that you're going. A simple word can be heard echoing throughout the chamber very softly, almost as if a whisper. Brother?
No shit. Hogarth?
Silence.
He like legit like closes his eyes, like, and goes into, like, an old form of prayer, and, like, in, oh, good Lord, in Infernal, he says, he's trying to reach out to Hogarth, his brother, and he goes,
I know that was you. I know it was you. Please, whatever, if you heard anything, it's me. It's me. Remember that night? The oath we gave to each other. How we cut each other's horns off. Carved his mark out of our heads. You said to me, it will never under his thumb. Ever again. We made that promise. It's me, Hogarth.
And then he just kind of stops and waits.
Okay. You wait for hours. And no response.
He kind of just sighs and slaps himself in the face a bit, like,
come on, get it together. Get together. That could have been anything. It could just be your imagination. Okay. 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 All right. I have a watch to do.
And he just begrudgingly kind of continues his watch, a bit distracted, if he's being honest.
Yeah. To which nothing happens. The night is uneventful. And even distracted, there's no passerbys, no signs of anything coming after you.
Yeah.
Almost as if there is a barrier blocking. Is how it feels.
And as Lyris does kind of, I mean, just being bored, only person awake, probably start to like overthink into that. Can he like, I don't know, since does he sense that at all? That maybe like we're kind of closed off.
Give me a either Arcana check or an Insight check. And I'll explain why after.
He'll go Arcana. He's bored.
Okay.
18.
Absolutely. Being from where you are from, magical barriers are something that are very common. And in fact, some individuals are able to kind of sense them. Yes, there is a barrier, but it is not coming from Gracklestug. It almost seems like it's coming from Warden.
Quickly, but as the layers is kind of piecing this together and like tapping into kind of his upbringing, he kind of does a slow lap and ends up on Warden and just kind of tries to see if he can feel that that they are the source, like to confirm it, I guess.
Make another Arcana check.
That's a natural 20.
Holy nice. Shit, yes. All natural 20's been coming in clutch lately.
Good Lord.
Yeah. In fact, it is. It comes like, what you sense is basically it is emanating from her, but it is with a natural 20. It is not being produced by her. If that makes sense.
Yes. Yes, it does. Now, being that Lairs is super familiar with evil, would he be able to and let me know if this is too far of a stretch, kind of sense if this is like where the mana of this is coming from. Is out of a good place, a neutral place, or an evil place?
Oh, at that point, give me a religion check. It's hard to tell. Your best guess is it's not evil since it's emanating from her.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not entirely sure. You can't really confirm, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, it's fair. That would make sense. He's pretty much tried to Swiss cheese his memory of all things religion. So
yeah,
he kind of just gazes at Warden for a second and just says, "Thanks for keeping us safe." And we'll just he jumps back like, "Whoa! Oh God, I forgot you don't fully shut off."
Nope.
Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you. I don't know if you're sleeping or not, I guess.
I don't sleep.
Okay.
It's okay. Is something wrong?
No, I just got bored on my watch, so I was trying to figure out why it felt like we were closed off from everything else. I don't know, but then I can't explain it. I'm not good with these type of things, but I traced it back to you. Are you have a protective barrier that exudes from you, I guess? Is that right?
Is Warden aware of any ability she has like that?
No. This has never happened before.
I honestly don't know. About...
Oh.
As far as I'm aware, that is not something I can...
Well, take it with a grain of salt because of who it's coming from, but you for sure are, whether subconsciously or just, I don't know what you're made of, you are casting some sort of field barrier around us, and it's keeping us, at least to my understanding, safe.
Can I use the only sense thing I have is divine sense, so
right.
Can I use that to try to see what he's talking about?
Yeah. Similar to before, whenever you cast it, it is a familiar celestial presence. Not the person, just a presence.
Okay. I'ma do a quick look-see around with see invisibility to make sure he's not standing around somewhere.
Okay. Give me a perception check with advantage, since you were using see invisibility.
20. Dirty.
Okay. No, there is no, there's nobody there. It is just an aura that can be felt. However, with a dirty 20, you see a little globule of arcane energy right here.
I am going to, as quietly as my 8.5-foot walking suit of armor ass can, walk over
Okay.
Inspect the globule.
Okay.
I will straight up poke this shit.
Okay. Shit. You get a voice in your head as soon as you touch it.
Oh shit.
I'm terribly sorry. Didn't mean to intrude. I have a spa spot for your party, and I just wanted to check to make sure you guys were okay.
Do I recognize this voice?
Oh, as Warden, do you? Yes, you do, because you did meet him.
Okay.
This is Grazlax. No, this is Grazlax.
Oh, the friendly mind flayer.
Yes, okay. Whew, I was scared I was going to have to explain everything and all of that, but good. Where's Flaffle? Every time that I scry on y'all to see what is going on, I never can see him.
He's currently passed out in his nose.
Over by the fire?
Yes.
Fascinating.
Wait, are you saying you can't see him right now?
Absolutely not. I haven't been able to see him this whole time.
Quick question. Since see invisibility lasts for an hour and it allows me to see into the ethereal plane, what the fuck does Flaffle look like?
he looks like Flaffle.
Any kind of aura or anything?
Oh yeah.
Around him?
Yeah. You see, I wanted to do this when he was here, but you see the colors on his head, right? The scales.
Right. The ones that
in the ethereal plane, you see those dragons that equate to those scales circling him.
In a friendly or not so friendly manner?
You have no idea. It is like, think of Avatar, like when the spiritual dragons are kind of circling around, like in Aang's Avatar state.
Okay.
That is essentially what's going on, is these dragons are just circling.
He's got some ethereal dragons circling. I don't know that's causing that.
He has what now?
Yeah, he's got this aura, I guess you would call it. You've seen Flaffle, right?
Oh, of course.
Right. Okay, so you know the different colored scales on his forehead?
Yes.
Yeah, the dragons that coincide with those scales are circling the series.
Is there Phaedrus near you?
Oh.
Yes, it is filled. The room is filled.
Yes. Oh, I need to roll that for the scene. Oh.
You do.
That's a nat 20.
A nat what?
Jesus.
Another nat 20?
Yeah.
Don't use those dice when you DM. Holy hell. yeah, no. nothing happens from that, but
quick question, is Warden talking out loud or in their mind?
It's psionically, so in their mind.
Okay.
At that point, let me know when you get to Blindstone. If there's a safe space that I can teleport there, I will be there. This, between you and me, I have been studying Flavel. His knowledge of an ability to pick up on things is astounding. He's performing research for me that I haven't been able to do in years. This phase rest has always been around, and we've been studying its effects. However, whenever all of the chaos that you guys have been in started, it got infinitely worse. That little kobold is on the verge of a breakthrough with Phaedrus.
Okay. How will I let you know with Blindstone, or do I just tell Flapple to let you know?
No, and just kind of moves the globule around just a little bit. I don't know.
Oh, this thing's following us. Got it.
Yes, I figured that one of my capabilities, I can do this permanently. I can keep watch. One of the abilities that Elder Brains don't tell you that you can pick up on once you're under their, or out from under their thumbs. Have you seen Ruin?
Not since she got sucked dim. Taken away by the Demogorgon.
I haven't been able to find it either. Do me a favor and keep an eye out. She's a friend. And I'm worried for her.
I will do what I can.
At that point, the voice fades. Layers.
Yes.
You feel a tug on your arm, and it is Rumpadump.
Oh, hey little guy, how's it going?
Out loud, you hear the normal Rump, Rumpadump. But he, whenever he releases his rapport spores, you hear "Can I trust you?"
Lyris kind of talks back in his head.
Yes. It depends with what, though. I'm still kind of new here, so I would understand if you're a little weary to trust me. But, yeah, sure. What do you got?
He looks over at Stool, looks back at you, and then looks over to Flaffle and back.
Okay. stool, Flaffle. What about their connection there? I mean, I know you connect this with your spores in a way, but what are you getting at?
You get one word. Actually, I'm sorry, you get three. Almost as if he is trying to get information through that he should not be able to.
Okay.
Neverlight Grove.
My Grove.
Zoktamoy.
Okay. That's where you guys are from.
He shakes his head.
Zoktamoy. Zoktamoy, that's one of the big evil demons, right? Of the Underdark. She's a lord, right? Yeah, okay. Stool has something. Sorry, good.
He is saying, like, at this point, are you saying this out loud or internally?
I'm trying to communicate I guess. Sorry, if he if he dropped the spores, I would say it out loud, but if the spores are still up, I guess it would be psionically.
Okay, yeah, so it's up to you. The spores are up, so you can do it psionically if you wish.
Gotcha, but if he responded out loud, I would probably kneel down and continuing talking to him, like, quietly, and be like,
so, Stool is connected to, you know, the big bad one somehow? Is that what you're getting at?
He shakes his head vigorously, no.
Oh, okay.
And he walks himself over to Stool and sits down. And as everybody begins to wake for the next day, out loud, Rubbadump says,
"We left.
Before going back to just saying Rumpadump over and over again. Like, he's trying to say something, but can't."
Yeah, I guess kind of like in a last-ish effort, like kind of seeing that Lair's kind of just, as people begin to wake up, trying to still be quiet.
Okay, you guys left the Neverlight Grove, yeah? So are you saying we should not return there?
Shakes his head, yes.
Dangerous.
Shakes his head, yes.
Okay. All right. That's good info, bud. I mean, you guys are natives there. I mean...
That Stool kind of shakes as he's waking up, looks over at Rumpadump and Lairs, and goes, is everything okay? And this is all internally between everybody.
I was kind of just
rubbing up scared.
Tell me this, Stool. Do you, would you ever want to go back to the Neverlight Grove?
That's all I want to do. I want to go home.
Why? Can you refresh me why you left?
I was taken.
Right.
The mean people that put me in that prison took me.
The Drow. Okay. Gotcha. Can you communicate with your home at all?
Kind of looks over to Stool, or looks over to Rumpadump, looks back.
I can get feelings.
And kind of looks like his little four-legged body kind of just looks around and says,
this gas stuff is kind of helping me communicate. Let me hold on.
You see him kind of wiggle and shake using the report spores to kind of move in and out of the phasrus before he just drops.
He falls down.
Yeah.
Where's Salvin Basidia? Where's Salvin Basidia?
Easy, buddy.
That is where we'll end the session.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.